In the face of a possible U.S. military attack with his back against the wall, Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad is not backing down with the rhetoric. In an interview with a French newspaper today, Assad said the Middle East is a powder keg and that everyone will lose control of the situation when the powder keg explodes, spreading chaos and extremism. He again challenged the United States and France to give a single piece of evidence that his regime carried out the chemical attack that killed more than 1,400 people, according to the U.S. Joining me now live, Fouad Ajami, senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, also Christopher Dickey, Middle East editor at Newsweek and the Daily Beast. And with us again, CNN chief international correspondent Christian Amanpour and Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard. Christopher Dickey, let me start with you. Secretary Kerry is going to testify before Congress tomorrow. Now, we understand from our State Department correspondent, Elise Labbitt, that he's going to argue that the failure to act unravels the deterrent against chemical weapons and risks emboldening Hezbollah and Iran. You've been not supportive of this whole idea of an attack. To that argument, what do you say?
Well, first of all, I think we need to ask ourselves why the urgency about the deterrence of chemical weapons. I mean, they're horrible weapons. They're weapons of terror. Absolutely, they are. But the last time that I think they were used was 25 years ago in Halabja, Iraq, and they haven't been used since. So why is this the moment when we need to draw the line? I'm just not sure I understand the reasoning there. And why about chemical weapons and not the slaughter of 100,000 people in the Syrian war before that? So I think all those are questions that are very hard for the administration to answer. And I think Kerry is sort of taking this position of high moral tone as if he just discovered the Syrian war.
Fouad, let me ask you about that. Why? I mean, we've seen, you and I have talked to cover this war extensively over the last 2+ years, 100,000 dead, we've seen children tortured, horrible things done. Why now? Why chemical weapons?
Well, I think Chris has it right. I mean, there is something odd when you sit out this war, you run out the clock on the Syrian people, you watch the destruction of proud ancient cities. We watch Homs being reduced to rubble. We watch Aleppo being reduced to rubble. And this administration had nothing to say about this war. Indeed, the president himself and some of his principal lieutenants were pretty much, in many ways, speaking ill and speaking badly of the Syrian rebellion. They thought it was a rebellion of fundamentalists, of Islamists. And, you know, this seems like just a very, very late and sudden conversion.
Well, Christian, I mean, you sort of intimated about it. You say there is a reason why now, why chemical weapons.
Well, yes, but, you know, Chris and Fouad are absolutely right. You know, it's gone on for a long time, and even Senator McCain has said that. And he says, look, what is the strategy for actually stopping this? And we have seen now 100,000 people dead, according to the United Nations. We've got apparently 7 million people displaced inside and outside of Syria during this war. And you have, you know, people who started a perfectly ordinary rebellion 2.5 years ago, and because of the international community's inaction, it has allowed Bashar Assad to continue to prosecute this war. And not only that, but to allow also the vacuum to be created, which allowed these extremists to come in. But why now? Because weapons of mass destruction are prohibited by the civilized world, and weapons of mass destruction have to be confronted. Now, one would hope that with that confrontation of that prohibited tactic, there would be some strategy to shift the playing field on the battlefield and to perhaps try to level it somewhat. Some are talking about finally boosting and giving real help to the opposition.